we break out the acronyms, WTF, OMG, where we look at people who live in the spotlight and wonder if they get everybody is watching. And if they don't, then we got to remind them it's called What Are You Doing? And I'm going to call upon Alex to lead off.
I'm going to lead off with NFL officials, I ask.
What are you doing?
I know it's low-hanging fruit to just blast officials, but it's the playoffs, and these are supposed to be the best of the best. Do you all realize that Jeff Triplett called such a bad game in the Titans and Chiefs that he's now going to retire? They missed two huge fumbles. Mariota got blasted by Derek Johnson and clearly fumbled, and it was recovered immediately by Justin Houston, and they didn't even review it. It led to a Ryan Succop field goal. Remind me how much the Titans won by? And when Mariota caught his own TD, it was legit, but Triplett's explanation was that it was legal because Mariota was in shotgun. According to the rulebook, literally everyone on the field other than the officials are eligible after a defender hits the ball. So Taylor Lewan could have caught it and ran it in legally. Then the horrible Jags and Bills game. The only touchdown wasn't actually a touchdown. Tight end Ben Koyak, no idea who that person is, was clearly bobbling the ball as he fell out of bounds in the back of the end zone. They review every scoring play and didn't see that? It's the freaking catch rule, the most hotly debated thing in the NFL right now, and they don't even take an extra couple minutes to look at it? The only touchdown in a horrible football game. Again, we like to argue that one bad call here and there doesn't change the outcome, but these ones kind of did because they were for points, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Points, so overrated in close games. To Alabama linebacker Mekki Brown, I ask.
What are you doing?
So he's their third string linebacker, a redshirt sophomore. Redshirt sophomore. Who mostly got on the field due to the rash of injuries the Tide suffered at the position. More of a special teams dude. In the third quarter last night, he got flagged for a personal foul after punching Wyatt Payne of Georgia. So not incredibly bright at the moment with the title on the line. Got his butt chewed by Saban. Then he was displeased with something an assistant said, and rather than accept his mistake, went ballistic when after the coach had to be restrained by fellow linebacker Keith Holcomb. First of all, for the punch, why wasn't he thrown out of the game? And of course, he was severely disciplined by Nick Saban in the moment as he put him back in the game where he made a tackle on a kick return. That'll learn ya, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Central Florida, I ask.
What are you doing?
Enough already. We get it. You think you won a national championship. You beat South Florida, Memphis twice, Auburn in a bowl game, and you didn't lose to the rest of the awful teams you played this year. We fully understand that you think that means you should get a chance to play for a natty, and most of us agree with that notion. But to show that up to this point, you have not only paid over $300,000 in national championship bonuses to coaches who aren't even in your program anymore. Yeah, they all left for Nebraska, in case you forgot. But they spent thousands more dollars on a fake parade to celebrate their fake national championship. And now they got Florida Governor Rick Scott to sign a freaking decree saying that, according to the state of Florida, UCF is indeed the national champions of college football for this season. The decree itself reads like a UCF fan on Twitter, but with legalese. So, whereas Auburn lost to UCF 34-27, and whereas Auburn beat Georgia 40-17, and Auburn beat Alabama 26-14, therefore, UCF should be the national champion. They have lots of sharks in Florida, yeah? That would explain all of this shark jumping,
whoa,
as we ask.
What are you doing?
Nailed it. Nick's doing World Star right now.
To AFCA President Todd Berry, I ask.
What are you doing?
The AFCA is the American Football Coaches Association, who are planning their annual convention. They've invited disgraced, fired former Baylor coach Art Briles to speak. The session is titled Standing Strong Game Management. His appearance has been canceled because Well, it's Art Briles, and the evidence added up reveals his despicable character and lack of it, and cover-ups and attempts to intimidate victims of sexual violence and bringing known predators onto campus. You know the story by now. So how he received an invite is confusing enough, but the statement by Berry is kind of just a case of piling on. Quote, "We always appreciate our coaches and their willingness to share their experiences." He tags it with, "We have canceled his session." Then he bricks, "I'm saddened our coaches have lost an opportunity." Yeah, that's tragic. Not the gang rapes, the violent attacks and victim blaming and shaming that took part on his watch. Well done, Todd, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the New Orleans Saints, I ask.
What are you doing?
Nollins. I'm not sure who to blame for this, so I'm just going to go with the entire organization, because it takes a village to mess up this bad. If you were watching the game, you may have seen Aaron Andrews interview Sean Payton, and Payton said he found out that D-tackle Tony McDaniel's wife was going into labor, and he asked Andrews what she thought about it, like if he should tell McDaniel or not. He did, and McDaniel decided ultimately to stay and finish out the game, only to later find out that his wife hadn't, in fact, gone into labor, but that she had a stomach bug. So just think about the chain of events that led to that moment. His wife had to have felt something. She would have had to tell someone, who then told someone with the team, who would have had to tell an assistant coach or a trainer, who then would have had to tell Peyton. And at no point in that chain did it occur to anyone to actually follow up and make sure that McDaniel's wife was actually going into labor. And the fact that it made it to national TV only makes it worse. No, I didn't have the baby yet, but I did have a bad case of the BGs. Didn't you watch the game today? Yeah, Aaron Andrews was talking about it. That's embarrassing, as we ask.
What are you doing?
The whole thing.
And finally, Georgia defensive coordinator and secondary coach Mel Tucker, I ask.
What are you doing?
So, it's overtime in a national championship game. You got a lead. The opponent has a freshman quarterback whose name I refuse to learn. I'm sticking with Tua. Had done some mop-up work and blowouts, and aside from 11 attempts against Mercer in their Iron Bowl tune-up, had not been in an actual game since mid-October. He tied the game on an accidental pass, had just taken what would have been the worst sack in Alabama history. It's second and a mile, and you're thinking, they won't throw the ball down the field. One-on-one coverage, I don't know, a basic cover two? How about a cover six with the season hanging in the balance, and there's no deep help? I can't believe we haven't heard more of this, where a guy just ran a straight fly pattern, split wide left, beat one guy, and waltzed into the end zone. By the way, he was a member of the Tides national championship staff that beat Clemson 2 years ago. Did he have a mind freeze and get confused which red team he was supposed to help in that situation? Woof, that was brutal. And costing me my bet, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Jeremy, he said, woof. Honorable mention, by the way, should go to Bills fans for posing with pictures with OJ. So OJ.
Yeah, but that wasn't
OJ
at the
went
game.
To the game. It was. It was in the parking lot.
No, he was in Vegas. Was? He was not at the game. He was in Vegas.
The Touché. Word got around.
All right, how about for jumping through flaming tables a whole bunch? Can they get honorable mention for that?
How about for getting their picture taken with OJ?
Yeah, that's
regardless
fair.
Of what geography doesn't come into play here.
I think we might be putting a whole bunch of people in the what are you doing category there, unfortunately.